Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So because of last night's events, the Astros, who are off today, by the way, Brandon Scott also, I should mention, Sean Pendergast is off today, along with the Astros, unrelated, but also the case.
He's fine, everybody. He just, he needs a mental health day. But hey, he's fine otherwise. No, I'll add nothing to that.
Don't we all?
But no, he's fine. He just needs a little bit of a break.
Man.
Okay,
hey,
everybody,
hey.
Just go easy on him on social media.
Hardworking dude, man. Hey, look. Honestly,
it isn't. It's forced, actually, because he does the. Because on Monday we do our show. We did our 4-hour show. Then he does the pregame show. Then he does the postgame show late in the evening. Then we do a 6 a.m. show the next morning.
Yeah.
Our boss this year, when Sean's in situations like that, wants him to take the next day off.
Yeah.
So it would have been Wednesday, except we had Michael Chiklis on the show, and Sean loves Michael Chiklis.
Right.
We had this interview scheduled, so. Parker pushed it off to Thursday.
It makes total sense.
Yeah.
I even mentioned this. I was doing my own podcast, and it just occurred to me. I was kind of promoting the stuff that we do at the station. I just had a thought about Sean. I'm like, dude is a machine.
Yeah.
You know,
he is. He really
a machine.
Is.
Like an incredible amount of energy to be able to pull that off. Don't envy being in that situation. Now, I say that. I was up here pretty late myself. I don't know.
You were, because you have to do all the digital stuff and everything.
Yeah, I got to change our graphics. Inside baseball, I got to change our graphics out. And,
yeah.
It's complicated. I was too tired at the end of the game to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I drove up here too tired to actually do it. So I just went to sleep and said, I'll wake up before Ben gets here to make sure it's done.
Where do you sleep when you sleep up here?
Should I divulge this?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's
the lounge.
The lounge, yeah.
The lounge.
Well, it's not always open.
Right.
I'm too tall for those couches.
And I'm not as tall as you, and I'm too tall for those couches.
They got rid of those sweet couches we used to have in the rooms that we didn't use.
But
that
you know what? I found one. There's one right here next to the where Sarah's bar would be.
Yeah, but that's out in the wide open.
The one that
I can't sleep like that. I'm vulnerable to predators.
Which is why I go in the lounge. And my key accesses the lounge.
I've got a little camping pad, a sleeping pad.
Yeah.
And I every time I try to sleep up here, once they took away our spare rooms of those, I used to sleep back there a good amount.
Oh yeah. Same.
But now when I try to sleep up here, I feel like I'm in the trenches in World War One or something.
Yeah.
I hear a little thing. I'm like, oh god!
Yeah.
Hey, people, the door. Somebody comes in, you know, down the hall or something, and it wakes me up. I don't do well with it.
It just reminds me of like my earliest days here, because I'd sleep up here all the time. I was you know, trying to figure it out and trying to go get it. Life has changed a lot for me over the last six years, however long it's been since I've been here, and I'm like. Sleeping up here is like it's like the thing I used to do.
It's a
you know what I mean.
Like, where am I in life?
Yeah, it's like I thought I came up in the world.
No, this is what changed it for me. I'm trying to be more tough about this stuff. It was when Nico Collins told the story about how when Jim Harbaugh and offensive coordinator from 2021 Pep Hamilton, when they recruited him,
okay.
they went to his I think it was at his family's house. Or maybe it was at his family's house. I think Schwartz basically said like, okay, so you mind if we just stay here tonight? We'll sleep on the floor. And like Jim Harbaugh slept on the floor at Nico Collins' house.
Yeah,
just one of the most successful coaches in the history of football.
Got to humble yourself.
Clearly not hurting for hotel. Even if he had blown all his money, the University of Michigan is paying for it. He slept on the floor. And it's one of these things I try to like, all right, when people who are wildly successful in life do things that just seem weird or whatever, I'm kind of like, wait a second, why am I too good to sleep on the floor every now and then. So I've tried to do it more, and I'm bad at it.
Yeah.
And it screws me up, but I will, before I die, my deathbed will be the floor, damn it. Before I die, I will get comfortable sleeping on the floor.
I'll tell you this, nothing does anything for like your boost of confidence and ego than like feeling like you went above and beyond. You went the extra mile. Because I know once I finish in there with Ben putting those graphics in, I walk out of that door and I'm like, hell yeah, I slept on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah, I slept that's on that uncomfortable ass couch just built for somebody that's 5'5" and not 6 feet
because
tall.
Because you're committed to your job. Yeah. It's like you're like a hunter in Days of Yore. Out on the just out there getting killing animals and collecting cash.
Hey man, why can't I use this tablecloth as a little bit of a cover?
Well, no, it is. Think about it. Like you go camping and you sleep on the ground and they're like, hey, this is a vacation. But somehow sleeping on the floor feels like I don't know.
Seriously, Seth, you know those. I don't know if I should. Maybe I shouldn't
you're
tell people this.
Here?
You know, you know those table covers that you cover the table with, and like you know they kind of.
Oh yeah,
snug on the table. That's what I used as my cover for the night.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So, no, it gets cold when you're on the floor. When you're, like, I thought you were gonna take a crack at white people in our outdoor sports. our zest for doing stupid stuff outdoors.
Hey, I'm just gonna say this. Over the last week, I've been letting you white folks make it.
What with what?
With the news of the day.
Oh, all right.
You know, the news of the last week. I've been letting white people do their thing. Live their best life.
As far as like the camping stuff, though.
I'm careful because Jimmy Kimmel got his show canceled yesterday.
I'm still stuck in the great outdoors somewhere.
But bringing us back, reeling us back in. You gotta love this. The Astros won last night, and here's my thing about it, Seth. To me, it's the ideal way for them to win. Like the patience at the plate, the discipline at the plate. Obviously pairing that with the pitching, which has been there for most of the year, even as they've been injured. But like the perfect antidote was Jeremy Peña to start the game, right? And Joe Spada talked about this after the game, but how the last time they faced DeGrom, how it happened in Texas, they couldn't lay off that slider. And Peña, to be specific, has had trouble hitting a slider to save his life ever since he got here, right? It's been an issue. But laid off of it last night, and that set the tone for eventually what they looked like, what their at-bats looked like against Jacob DeGrom, who they worked the mess out of in that first inning.
Yeah.
And he was so spent that the pitching coach had to come out there and just pretend like he was talking to him when damn Victor Caratini came up there. You know, Jacob DeGrom don't need no conversation about Victor Caratini with all due respect.
Yeah, like, but remember our approach versus Victor Caratini.
Right.
No, and the really good sign for that is there's one, yes, you want to see that better judgment at the plate, and hopefully Correa's presence, you know, maybe is starting to really take hold with some of that. You see that, and as we get into this time of year where you always feel like, all right, whatever it looks like on paper, the Astros have an advantage in the postseason just because of their experience. But that when you look at the Rangers and their scenarios and how they might do, DeGrom is, he's pitched as many innings almost as he's pitched in the previous four seasons combined now.
Yeah.
So the fatigue might start to get to him, and a guy who's been really, really good this year might not be the same guy as you round into the late season and the postseason.
So it's time to have an uncomfortable conversation. I hope that y'all are ready to have it. I know a lot of our listeners, a lot of our texters, a lot of our folks in the YouTube chats are ready to have this conversation. I'm just going to go ahead and bring it to the table now. Is it too early to say that Nick Caley isn't the guy? That's next on Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.